We've got with us Catherine Lana. She's a journalist. She works at Browsers Bookshop in Woodbridge. She's got her own blog site, her own website, rather, that you can have a look at and see all the books that she reads. How many books do you read in a week, do you reckon?
Well, that varies, doesn't it? But I aim not to read any fewer than 52 in a year, which is a book a week.
That's pretty good going,
and I'm ahead of that already.
Are you ready? So, yeah. Which has been your favourite book so far?
No, you can't ask me that.
Just off the cuff.
No, it's always the latest one, isn't it, really?
It is tough, isn't it?
Though I've started reading our next book.
She says, moving on swiftly.
Yes.
Well done.
I'm really hopeful of this because I wasn't quite sure about it. It's called Autumn by Ali Smith, and it has been shortlisted for this year's Man Booker Prize, which is announced middle of this month.
Which always frightens me a bit,
yes.
I have to say.
Yes.
I'm never sure whether that means it's a good or not a
well,
readable
exactly.
book.
Yeah. Yes. So I would say that this is really worth a try because I've started reading it and I didn't want to put it down to come here.
So that's all right then.
Yes, and it's got humour in it. It's got good description. It's got really large print. So
you put it because you gave me two choices of books, and this one she says listed on the Man Booker shortlist. Short book in largish print.
Yes, which is always quite good.
What does that show? What you think of me?
Well, I know it's very important for a lot of us. Yeah. So it's good for reading at night because you'll be able to see the words. It's also very quick because it's a modestly sized novel and the print is large, so you'll get through it quite quickly. And she's got a very easy style to read. It's a little bit unusual to begin with. It feels quite poetic, but get through that first very short few pages and see you next week. So it's very current and I think it's worth a read. Well, we'll see whether
we'll
it wins
out.
The Booker Prize.
Okay, let's have a look then. So this is Autumn by Ali Smith, and Ali is A-L-I. So Autumn by Ali Smith, paperback. And she's going to be speaking at the Flipside Festival, I think, which is on its way, isn't it?
It's this weekend, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. So you might actually get to go and see her speaking and hear her speaking as well.
Yes, even better.
Even better, wouldn't it be as well? So brilliant. I'll look forward to reading that. So if people want to have a look at your website, they can have a look and see what you're doing at the moment.
That's right. So www.catherinelana.com.
Okay. And I don't like to say it, but we are getting to that time of the year where I'm going to start thinking of buying presents, aren't we? And I know you always do your little review,
yes,
suggestion of books that people might want to get. Yeah.
Yeah. There's lots of fantastic books to buy.
And are books appearing on bookshelves at this moment? Are they starting to arrive, especially?
That's right. Yes. This is the time. So it's very exciting. And I think it's Super Thursday this Thursday, which is when all the big big books come out from the publishers for Christmas purchases.
Watch this space. Very exciting. Catherine, as always, thank you very much indeed. So Autumn by Ali Smith, that is our read for October. Let me know when you've read it and what you think.